This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. Big event tomorrow. It's amazing how liberals are so afraid. You know, listen, I've been very careful. You notice what I didn't do? If you were with me in hour number one, I gave a whole speech, which I will give again tomorrow, about how we are the first responders of business, the small business owners and our employees. And if we want to face the risk, face the coronavirus risk like pioneers, like pilgrims, like fighters in World War II. We're not running away from the Japanese at Pearl Harbor. We're not running away from the Holocaust Nazis. We are fighting them. And I feel the same way about coronavirus. I don't want to hide and die in my house. I'm willing to fight it. I'm like the military. I'm like the police. I'm like the firemen. We are heroes. We are first responders. We understand the risks, and we're willing to sacrifice to keep the economy going. But I have so many liberal friends, and they love me. They even when they attack me, they love me. They send me little texts, and they're like, "You're really doing this tomorrow? Are you crazy?" Why am I crazy? What? Define why that would make you crazy. Are policemen crazy for running towards bullets? Are firemen crazy for running towards smoke and fire? They're heroes. We are heroes too. We're the heroes of the economy. Heroes of the economic engine of America. The heroes of business are small business people. And we know the risks, and we're willing to go out there and run our businesses. But by the way, the latest study is out. 94% of everybody hospitalized in New York City. 94% had serious underlying and pre-existing medical conditions. So you just have it explained to me. You know, it's here. Let me put it in black and white terms. I'm a white person, so I can't get sickle cell anemia, right? Black people have sickle cell anemia. If you hid all the white people in their houses, because they might be able to get sickle cell anemia, and I know it's not contagious, it's not catching, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point is, it's a disease that doesn't affect white people. So can't white people go out and work while there's a terrible epidemic, God forbid, of sickle cell anemia? If that existed as an epidemic, why would white people hide when it's only a disease of black people? So consequently, if 94% of the people that are hospitalized with coronavirus, seriously, have major, they're either very old or very sick, or they're obese, then why does everybody else have to worry about it? If you're not old, you're not sick, and you're not obese. The rest of us should be out working rather than losing every dime we've got while we spend all the money and all the care and all the focus and everything we have to save and protect the people who are at risk. What's wrong with what I'm saying? Nothing. Help the people who are at risk, who are most at risk of being hospitalized or dying. And let everybody else go out and face it, because most of them won't get it. Or will get it with symptoms they don't even feel. They're asymptomatic, or symptoms that are equal to mild flu or moderate flu at the worst. So why can't I run my business and face that risk? And why can't I make that choice? As long as I follow the same guidelines as Costco and supermarkets and CVS and pot stores and pawn stores, right? As long as I do that. Speaking of Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison, the star of Pawn Stars, will be on our show tomorrow. He will be in our caravan, and he will be calling in. And lots of big surprises, including Washington politicians and many great local politicians who agree that we need to reopen the Nevada economy. But did you see me and Mayor Goodman? She never got out the second part. It's one thing to say reopen. We got to reopen. People are starving. People don't know how to pay rent. People are going to be thrown on the street homeless. All great points. But when Anderson Cooper or someone says, well, you're going to infect people, the answer after that is no. I'm protecting the sick. I'm protecting the seniors. I'm protecting everyone who's immune deficient. I'm protecting the ill. Those who are at risk. And then everybody else can go out there with proper guidelines and protocols. See, there's your answer. It's a simple answer. Where's my phone call, Anderson Cooper? See, you picked someone who didn't have those answers and you embarrassed her. She's a great mayor, but she's not an interviewer by profession like Wayne Root is. She didn't know you were going to try and destroy her, pick her apart, make her look silly. I understand what's going on, and I've got the answers, and that's why you don't want to interview Wayne on the Root. That's why Chris Cuomo doesn't interview Wayne Root. Don Lemon, Rachel Maddow, and Anderson Cooper, they don't go near Wayne Root because I have all the answers. That would embarrass you instead of you embarrassing the interviewer. The person you're interviewing, the guest. Just as an example, for Governor Sisolak, you're so for people over profits. You love people, not profits. You're insinuating someone like me is only out for profits. Bullspit. First of all my listeners, so many of my listeners are strip employees, and the rest of them are all small business owners or employees of small business owners, and so most of them are trying to get unemployment insurance, and the rest of them don't qualify for small business because they're small business owners. They can't get unemployment insurance, but the ones who work for the small business are trying, and the ones who work for the strip are trying, and none of them can get it. So pretty much everybody in my audience is getting no help from the government. There it is. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Nightmare. Biggest lie ever told. Your entire unemployment system is a failure, a crock, a scam, a sham, a fraud. You know what that makes you? A scam artist. You're ripping off people. They need your help, and they can't get it. And you say, well, they'll eventually be paid it. First of all, I don't believe a word government says, number one. So I don't know if they'll eventually get it. But number two, let's assume they eventually get it. It's too late. What do you use to eat today? I mean, you should have been listening to my show and buying gold. Right? You should have bought gold, gold, gold. You can use gold and sell off your gold and you could buy some food. So I don't know what you use if you didn't buy gold and you don't have any cash and your credit cards are maxed out and you lost your job 5 weeks ago and no Social Security, no unemployment checks arrived. Heck, you can't even get through to them. Forget about arrived. So are you really for the people? Number one, no. You did nothing to fix the broken system. And number two, here's the headline. More Resorts World workers test positive for coronavirus. So how come construction sites could stay open, but not all the other small businesses in Nevada, in Las Vegas? Why? Because the construction sites are giant buildings, and they make hundreds of millions of dollars when they build giant buildings and condos, and billions when they build Allegiant Stadium, so they can afford to give giant bribes to politicians. But I know those bribes are legal. They're called donations. I'm not even going to discuss what they give under the table. I wasn't there. I don't know what they gave under the table. But I know what they give over the table. Public knowledge. They give millions of dollars to politicians. So you leave the construction sites open, but the guy who owns the corner bodega or the corner pet store, or the corner whatever, stationery store, or clothing store, whatever, that isn't open, that you deem non-essential, that guy can only give you a $100 donation or a $500 donation. You don't care. So really, you do care about profits over people. You care about the biggest, fattest donors over the little guys, Governor Sisolak, just like every other Democrat in this country. It's all a bunch of BS. Here's what I care about. U.S. weekly jobless claims, 4.4 million in a week. In a week, 4.4 million. Economists had forecast 4.25 and it was 4.4. And the previous week, 5.5 million unemployment claims. 4 week moving average, 5.786 million. House gives final passage to the $484 billion coronavirus relief bill, thank God for little things, but there's so much waste in it. We're giving away the country. I'm just glad that small business is included in it, because without it, no small business was going to survive. So now there's a chance for at least some of them to survive. But back to my argument that we are the first responders, and we're willing to sacrifice for our country and for American exceptionalism. Back to that argument. The fact is, anyone would have to be insane, crazy stupid to have a restaurant and know that when it opens, they're going to say you have a license for 150 seats, but we'll only let 30 people or 50 people sit down. You've already gone dark for 2 months, maybe 3 months. You're out of money. You're ruined. The government gives you a small business loan, but you're going to be personally guaranteed on at least part of it, maybe most of it. And you're going to lose that too, because when you reopen, there's going to be no customers. You've got to be screwy to be a businessman or woman. But we are screwy. We love America so much. We're such patriots. We're willing to go get a personal guarantee on a small business loan so we could pay our rent and our employees. But none of it could be used for us. Think about a small business owner, restaurant owner, used to making $200,000 a year, $500,000 a year, $1 million a year. Now they've gone dark. They make zero. Now they're in major economic trouble. Now you're allowed to go get $1 million loan from the government, but it all has to go to your payroll. None of it can go to you. So how do you, the business owner, keep paying your bills? And you got to personally guarantee it for the employees. Certainly some portion of it. You got to be screwy to bet your future, any money you got left, on a government small business loan. Except we are screwy. We love America that much. And that's what my protest is about tomorrow. None of us are willing to take welfare. None of us are willing to write off America. None of us are willing to let our employees go broke and be jobless for long periods of time. We want to reopen, and we understand the risks, and we're willing to face them with proper guidelines and protocols. Very reasonable response. And then anybody who doesn't want to face it, don't come back to work. And anybody who doesn't want to face it, don't come to eat at my restaurant. And you doesn't want to face it, don't come to buy at my hardware store. I'm not putting a gun to your head, but all of us, everybody listening to my show, we're not going to take welfare. We're not going to take unemployment if we don't have to. We want to get back to work. Come to the rally tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Reopen Nevada. 2 o'clock tomorrow. See you there. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Pastor Grant, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. First of all, I want to make sure you know this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred, because this show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, here in Las Vegas. The great Edward Stoltz, owner, operator, founder, gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. Always thank you. Always remember you. Greatly appreciated. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. The great Fred Weinberg took a shot at me in national syndication after I'd only been in local radio in basically a small market, Las Vegas, compared to New York or L.A., San Francisco or Chicago. That is a small market. He took a shot at me with national syndication. I appreciate it. So it's dedicated to Ed and Fred, this show. And it's dedicated to you, the fan. I love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And I love to hear from you on the phone. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. And I love you to check me out. All my commentaries on my website, RootForAmerica.com. We've got Ray on the line. We've got lots of callers. Ray on the line. Ray, you're on with Wayne on the Root. How are you?
Praise God. How are you?
Great, great, great. Am I going to see you at the big rally tomorrow? The big Vegas Strip rally tomorrow?
Yes. I saw a notice, and I checked out your information on the internet.
Yes, 2 o'clock. Yes, we'll all meet at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
2 o'clock, the premium outlet mall, South Las Vegas Boulevard and Ward Springs.
Yeah, we were there Easter Sunday with a car caravan. I have a big 40-foot RV with a trailer behind it. I want to first of all tell you I'm a conservative, okay? And I have a big Trump sign on my RV, and you know I have Jesus signs all over the place. But I was wondering some things. You know, you were talking about. I want this country to open up, but you know. Las Vegas, you know, the only industry we have here really is, they even have it on their advertising, Sin City, you know, that's, people come here to gamble, to sin, to basically enjoy themselves, entertainment. And don't you think that, you know, like that saying goes, if you build it, they will come, but, you know, if you open it up, maybe they're not going to come because people aren't going to have discretionary money at the beginning.
No doubt. We're in for a rough ride, man. There's no question about it. It's not going to come back right away. We're in for a very rough ride. But listen, Ray, you got to start somewhere, and you got to start sometime. I want to get things back open because the sooner you start, I'd say it's a year before things get back to even some picture of normal. It'll be a year before it's a picture of normalcy. A year. So don't you want to start in May versus June or July or August? Of course you do, because then it'll be normal. We'll have some semblance of normalcy. There's the word I was looking for. Semblance of normalcy, it will be next May instead of next June, July, or August. Every day counts. So I want to get open, but I'm not, my whole rally tomorrow is not just to get the strip open, because, you know, I think that will open in a while, May 15th to May 30th, Memorial Day weekend. I want to get small business open now, and that doesn't rely on tourists. I don't need tourists for small business. I got to get small business open now. Ray, thank you for the call. I hope I'll see you tomorrow with your giant RV. We want you. 2 o'clock Premium Outlet Malls is our staging area. We meet in the parking lot, and then we head down the Vegas Strip, which is on Las Vegas Boulevard South and Warm Springs. It's going to be a huge event. Going to have police up and down the Strip to greet us. JD, on line two. JD, you're on with Wayne Root.
Wayne, your opening comments, how to fight this virus, like you said, just to back it up a little bit. We're at war, and we send our volunteer military to fight to protect us. We know not all of them will come home safe. We, the American people, must enlist volunteers.
Right. Whoa, we lost them. Itchy Trigger Finger by Chris O'Sullivan. Sorry about that, JD. Just call back. In the meantime, we've got Bill from Vegas. Bill. Oh, he's back. Oh, we got him back. Okay. JD, you there? JD, are you there? I can't hear him. Can you go to Bill, please? We'll take Bill on line 3. Oh, we're going to an ad. All right. We'll get Bill. We'll get Bill. We'll get JD. We'll get the rest of you. 833-WAR-TALK. I think we have a guest coming up, too. But we don't have one in the third hour, right? So we're clear. Okay, so we'll take lots of calls in the third hour. But those of you who have been on hold all this time, like JD and Bill, I'll take you in segment number 4 of this second hour, the 4 o'clock hour West Coast, 7 East. I'll take you in that next segment after this one, after our esteemed guest coming up next. And then we'll take lots of calls in hour number 3, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Wayne Allyn Root. The big event tomorrow, show up at 2 o'clock, Premium Outlet Malls, Las Vegas Boulevard South, Warm Springs. It's called Rootstock. My fans gave it that name. Chris O'Sullivan gave it that name. I didn't give it that name. Even my ego's not that big. But you know Woodstock. This is Rootstock. It's okay. We're going to reopen the Vegas economy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the House for mustering the votes to pass an extension of a coronavirus relief package.
At a time when many Americans are enduring significant economic challenges, this bill will help small businesses to keep millions of workers on the payroll.
Some of the money in the nearly $500 billion relief package provides loans to small businesses. Despite pressure from the mainstream media, Georgia is moving forward with plans to reopen the economy on Friday. Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan tells Fox News that officials are taking careful steps and that many business owners are eager to open, but in a safe way.
An overwhelming majority of these small businesses are not going to be able to open their doors right away. It's going to take time to spool up. It's going to take time to go find those servers. It's going to take time to find the labor to be able to clean and sterilize.
USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. We got a special guest for you in just a second. I want to remind you the sponsor of this segment of the show is Finest Known. You all know I'm a huge believer in gold and silver. As a matter of fact, hold on a second. I always like to do this during the ad. Because I never have a chance to look. Did gold or silver go up today? What do we get today? So gold today was up again, up $4 a share to $4 an ounce to $1,750 an ounce. Silver was up just a tiny bit to $1,538. So they were both up. They're both in the green as opposed to in the red. Another good day. I say that every day. Gold and silver up almost every day for the last, you know, this nightmare we've been going through for the last couple months. It's been a nice run, and I told my friends at Finest Known, who sponsored the show, to go big or go home, and they went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. So in other words, you can buy up to 100, meaning you could buy 1 or 2 or 10 or 20, whatever you can afford, up to 100 of them at dealer cost, meaning wholesale. You know how hard it is to find gold or silver right now, let alone to find it at a wholesale price? The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. So call today and get up to 100 American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. And they will include the book, Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800, toll free, 663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they'll treat you like a valued customer, like a VIP. Our guest is Ken LaCourte, founder of LaCourte News, website LaCourteNews.com. He's the former senior executive at Fox News Channel from 1998 to 2016 and head of the editorial team at FoxNews.com. Well, Ken, that means you must have overseen a lot of my columns because I sent you guys a lot of commentaries from like 2010 through 2016. So I guess you were the guy that was getting them all.
You know, I was, and the team was. So, you know what? We had probably millions and millions of people check out those columns over there.
I'm well aware. It's fantastic. I love doing it, and I thought I'd keep doing it. And you know what happened is I got hired by Newsmax TV, and I became the star with the number one show at Newsmax TV. And at that exact moment, that month, Fox News said, I'm sorry, we're not taking your columns anymore. And they never took another column from me. So I don't know why they see things that way, Ken. You know the
that's
business.
Radical,
why do they do that?
That's a radical coincidence.
Yeah, exactly. Why did they do that?
Fox, well, because
we're all on the same team.
You know what? See, that's the difference at Fox. I mean, and you're 100% right. I mean, I look at conservative news outlets as, you know, we're the last man standing in a battered storm, and we need to look at each other as allies, not adversaries. Fox was big enough that they viewed the world in competitors and advertising. And, you know, most of the executives there weren't there for the cause. They were there for the business. And,
right.
You know, they were there for ratings. They were there for earning money, and that was their driving thing. Now, Roger Ailes was always much more of a, I'm out here to save America and to make money. But, you know, to be honest, at his job at Fox, he was probably there to make Rupert money first and save America a close second, you know, depending on the day of the week.
All right, so say I send my listeners to LaCourte News, which is your website, LaCourte News. I just went there. Are they finding a conservative website? Are they finding a news site that has no bias? What have you built at LaCourte News?
You know, it's funny. I started when I left Fox. I'm like, gosh, everybody's kind of gone out to the edges, to the right, to the left. You know, it's turning into like early 1900s news again. But you know, as I'm sure you know, many people have. I tried to. I actually hired some from the left, hired some from the right, and I still got killed for being too conservative because I didn't follow the narrative. I had 3.5 million Facebook followers, and they wiped me out. Coincidentally,
well, yeah,
3 days after I published the name of the CIA guy who was the supposed whistleblower, Eric Carmel.
Wow.
And that killed about 90% of my income. So I figured, you know what, I'm going to pick a theme here. So what we do concentrate a lot is media crap, just because, you know, they're still writing that whole mainstream mantra that you should believe them, and they're living on their coattails of when they were objective journalists at the New York Times, at CBS, at all these places. Yeah, they always lean left, but now they're often fake. They tell lies by truthful facts, by spinning them in that way. So we spend a lot of time on that, and I spend probably about 20-30% of what we're looking at, what I believe the fight for conservatives over the next 5 years, 10 years, is that the wild west of online fairness is now coming under the thumb of liberal censors, just like it did in other places. And Facebook, Twitter, Google, that whole world is we're losing that battle, and if we don't get back to it and get that into a fair fight, we're going to find ourselves, you know, relegated to one channel or two channels on cable and AM radio. And to be honest, we don't have to live that way. I'm convinced that conservatives can, should, and will run half of the media outlets in America. Why is it that we have to be the ones at the back of the bus on this? I consider that completely crazy, and we need to fight for that position.
Well, just as you learned a lesson when they took away 90% of your income by killing you on Facebook because you dared to print something that the liberals didn't like, I got national TV, a national radio syndication 3+ years ago, and from the moment I got it, I've never added any fans on Facebook or any fans on Twitter. How do you explain that?
Any? It's all of that. I mean, look, I read your Wikipedia page. And your Wikipedia page.
Oh, my God. What a lie.
It's like they plucked the worst things they could find from your entire life.
They're liars.
And again, I'm trying to get guys like us to avoid using the word mainstream, because they're just not mainstream anymore. I mean, we are as mainstream as CNN. I mean, it's just like, you know, that was fair to say when they were in the middle and we were the right outliers. But that's not the case anymore. I mean, you know, do you think CNN.com would look one whit different if they literally said, hey, DNC, you can program everything on CNN.com? It'd be the same publication.
Right. Agreed. And I want to tell you one more story, one more war story. The war, Dub Wayne Allyn Root, but this is a war story. So someone came to me and said, I've started a new site called PolitiChatter. And it's not Twitter, it's not Facebook, it's both of them combined, and it's not for conservatives, it's just for anybody, because we don't discriminate whether you're liberal or conservative. We're going to be fair to everyone. So we think you'll, you know, we heard you on the radio or on TV, on Newsmax, say that you didn't add anybody on Twitter or Facebook for a long period of time. So we think right away you'll sell on our site, and we're going to show you that in a fair marketplace, you sell. So they put me up on PolitiChatter with my own little, you know, basically Twitter page. And within 3 weeks, I got 150,000 people joined. So I went on Newsmax and on USA Radio, and I said, I brought the founder of PolitiChatter on, and I said, can you imagine, this is proof that Twitter's a fraud, and Facebook's a fraud, and social media's a fraud, YouTube, Instagram, they're all liberal, they're trying to shadow ban us, look what I did. I got 150,000 fans in 3 weeks. I'm headed for 1 million. And you know, the next day, Google removed PolitiChatter, and they've never had any business ever again.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
They're done. There's no business. Yeah, look, there's nobody to go there without Google.
It is very tricky and expensive to set up an alternative to that. It will happen someday, and it will only happen when we kind of unite the right and we all decide. The problem is, because I tried to launch one of these, it's like if you say, okay, I'm going to be the place where we allow conservatives to actually, you know, have an opinion without being downgraded into you know, a ghetto status.
That's no good either. They won't allow that.
Well, and if you make your own site, what you end up with is kind of all the really crazy guys. I mean, everybody, you know, if you got the group of people who've been banned from Facebook and YouTube, it's like, all right, a lot of them are over the top crazy. And so then, this is the problem that what's the other? There's another big kind of Twitter alternative out there. Vote.
Parler. Parler's the other big one, isn't it? Parler?
Yeah, shoot. Yeah, my age is showing up here. In any event, you know, it's tricky because, I mean, the thing about Facebook isn't that, you know, it's that all my friends are on Facebook, from, not my friends anymore because I'm banned from Facebook. but you know, and look, we need to go after them in a number of ways. I mean, I'm not a big believer in breaking up a company like that. But Facebook is using American copyright laws in a way that those copyright laws weren't meant for. I mean, copyright laws were meant for if you wrote Harry Potter to stop me from saying, oh, I'm calling it Harry Potter 3 and making my own thing and I'm stealing all of Wayne's ideas. The concept that is used by Facebook to say, okay, you come onto our site and you put up all your images and we have the worldwide rights to those images. No one else can use those. So without violating our copyright laws, we don't have any responsibility for this. We're not a publisher. We're just a third party platform here. So we kind of own your content, stop anybody else from publishing it, and we don't have any responsibility for it. I mean, they've been able to slip through United States copyright laws on things like that. And you know, we're going to need to take as a country, and hopefully we will do this at the beginning of next year if the Republicans have control over it again, take a strong look at that and say, have we allowed these people to use our federal laws to create a monopoly that is now excluding conservatives whenever they can? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to segue to what I think, you know, is important for my listeners, and that is, well, here's the music. Well, that means we've got to wait till the next segment. Can you wait through the break for me and come out on the
other
side?
I'd love it.
All right, there's two things I want to get to that I know my listeners will care about. Speaking of Ken LaCourte, founder of LaCourte News, website LaCourteNews.com, former senior executive of the Fox News Channel from 98 to 2016, long ride. Very few guys last in an executive position that long. That's impressive. Head of the editorial team at FoxNews.com, which means he oversaw all of my commentaries at Fox News for all those years, which is very cool. People want to know about the bias against President Trump, how real it is, and I want to talk to you a little bit about coronavirus, because I never said it was a hoax. It's not a hoax. It's real. People are dying. But I believe the response to it is a lot of Cloward pivot. It's like they want to destroy the economy, it seems like to me. So I want to get your take on that when we get back. Ken LaCourte back with Way Down the Root, the warrior. The root's on fire when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. I believe it's better. Liberty is a Christian health care sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My kids are members. Doesn't it sound too good to be true? It can't be true, right? I joined 4 years ago when they became the sponsor of my show. I said, if I'm going to offer it to my audience, I have to use it, right? I was scared to death. How do you leave health insurance to go join a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, especially when you're Jewish? And I did. And you know what? It's been amazing. It's my fourth year, and I saved $72,000 just in premiums over the last 4 years, $18,000 a year on average. So I saved $72,000. Then I had kidney stones. First time I was ever sick in my whole life, $27,000. Hospital bill did not stay overnight. That's an outpatient laser surgery for $27,000. They paid all of it. The doctor, the surgeon, anesthesiologist, they paid all of it. I mean, it blows away Aetna, famous household name Aetna. Liberty Healthcare is so much, Liberty HealthShare is so much better than Aetna. It's hilarious. And my deductible, $2,500 a year instead of $10,000 at Aetna. You got to check it out. If you're listening to my voice, you're not checking it out. You're crazy. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Your host checked it out 4 years ago, and it's the best decision I ever made. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. And they will take great care of you. We're back with my guest, Ken LaCourte, founder of LaCourte News, website lacourtenews.com. former senior executive at Fox News Channel from 98 to 2016, and head of the editorial team at FoxNews.com. Now he's got his own site, LaCourte News. So, Ken, tell me about the media bias against President Trump, because you're right in the middle of it. You've seen it your whole career. It's really as bad as advertised, isn't it?
It's at least as bad as advertised. I've got kind of a love-hate relationship with media bias. I mean, I spent my whole career at Fox News, and so media bias was the reason, or was a reason why we succeeded, or at least we had a market. You know, Roger Ailes used to tell us, you know, we've got a hidden niche. It's half of America. So it's like,
yeah,
you know,
fine.
Media bias bought my house. It bought my cars. It sent my kids to college. So I have a love-hate relationship with it. But I tell you about, and this predated Trump, about 6 or 7 years ago, I started noticing it's getting worse. I'll never forget looking at one of my friends or one of my editors at FoxNews.com and saying, you know, it was during the Romney Obama campaign. And I'm like, I've never seen the press this out of control. And of course, it got 50 times worse since then. And I'm convinced that that we are entering a new era, that the economics of delivering news is now more similar to what it was in the late 1800s, early 1900s in America, where yellow journalism was out there because you had kids out on a street corner hawking their newspaper, and whoever had the best headline, whoever had the best story of the day sold the most newspapers. So that was the functional what newspapers did back then. It was the Hearst days, the Pulitzer days. And you know, that changed as Americans moved to the suburbs and bought monthly subscriptions, and the New York Times became a great newspaper in fighting that. But now we're back to that same thing because the economics of news have changed almost predominantly by the online. So I can write a good, fair, balanced headline. Nobody's going to click on it. It's not going to get Facebook shares. It's not going to get Twitter, this or that. And a lot of that is now being driven by more competition in that world and by the hyperactivity of clickbait and pander to your audience, and whether that's a conservative audience or a liberal audience. And that's created a much, much more biased news world that we're living in. Of course, on the national level, 90% of it's liberal versus conservative. And I'm convinced that that's what gave us President Trump. I don't think President Trump, Donald Trump, 10 years ago would have gotten more than, well, he tried, and he got 4% or 2%. He was not serious. But when the world became so polarized, a guy like him was perfect for it. So you're right. I think that 85 to 90% of the national press view themselves as they view in their heads, when Brian Stelter at CNN goes to bed at night, he thinks himself 1938 German press. And
right.
He's the last thing standing between Trump, Hitler, and the United States. And so if it means shading the truth, ignoring these facts, doing this, it doesn't matter because he's on a moral call.
He's on the right side, right. He's got God.
There's no way to view it otherwise. And, you know, you watch these press conferences, and it's like, could you imagine 1941, America gets bombed, and all the press saying, President Roosevelt, you have blood on your hands. Why are you calling this the Japanese invasion? It's crazy, Wayne. And
it's your fault. It's your fault, Roosevelt. Can you imagine the difference? How about the way they treat Cuomo, the governor of New York, versus Trump? Every death is Trump's fault. New York is overwhelmed with death. Cuomo's a hero. Shouldn't it be Cuomo's fault, too, if New York's overwhelmed with death? All right, Ken LaCourte, we got to run. Founder of LaCourte News, website LaCourteNews.com, former big shot at Fox News, the head of the editorial team at Fox News. We enjoyed having you on. Ken, thank you.
Great talk. Thank you, Wayne.
All right, God bless, man. LaCourteNews.com. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.